Hi, this is Dave Edwards, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about relationship coaching. Relationships are hard. It doesn't matter what arena we're talking about, relationships in the workplace, extended family relationships, step family relationships, parent, child, parent, teenager, adult, child, and adult parent. Relationships are tough. And there are a number of good, solid principles that we can apply to our relationships that will help make relationships a little more smooth. The difficulty, of course, is that there are only certain things that are inside of my arena of control, and there are certain things that are in the other person's arena of control. And the trick is being able to decipher what I'm responsible for and what I'm not, and then actually being able to release those things that I'm not responsible for, not take responsibility, not attempt to control, and not feel the anxiety of not being able to exert control over those areas. But then to take responsibility for the things that I am responsible for, and to focus my energy on those things. I like to picture this as my stuff, your stuff thinking. In other words, asking and answering the question, what is in my arena of control? Sometimes we spend time worrying about things that are future because those aren't inside of our control. We'll sometimes spend time worrying about circumstances that we can't affect any change in, circumstances that are beyond our control. And while we're worrying about those things that are outside of our arena of control, we're expending energy that could be better used, exerting energy in the direction of the things that we are in control of. And so in any relationship, I'm responsible for my response. My response is my responsibility. I'm responsible for what's happening in my heart. I'm responsible for allowing myself to focus cleanly and clearly on the things that I need to do and then to do them. And so relationship coaching oftentimes helps to make the distinction between what I can control and what I can't, and then helps to apply the principles of good communication and functional relationship so that I'm actually acting in such a way that's conducive to a good relationship. And of course, because I don't have control over the other person, I can't affect change in them. But again, if I'm affecting change in myself, I can have a profound effect on the environment of the relationship. And I can have a profound effect on the level of peace and serenity that I have in my own heart with regard to that relationship. And so coaching will allow you to begin to decipher between the things that you should do and shouldn't do, you are responsible for and you aren't, and begin to move you in the direction of actions that are conducive to building healthy relationships. And it's possible to take a relationship with a very difficult person, a person who will never get it. They will never do their part with regard to a good relationship. And yet, you can come to a place where you're able to carry on a relationship with them at whatever level they allow you to, and still feel at peace with it, and still have that relationship be enjoyable and good at the level that they will allow it to be. It's possible to do that. And for those relationships where the person is just simply resistant to any level of relationship, at the very least, you can walk away from that relationship with a clean heart and a clear perspective that you've done everything that you can do to be at peace with that person. We all have relationships. We have to live with that. The question is, what are we doing with them? Coaching is a process of applying the principles to relationships in order to build healthier ones. This is Dave Edwards, professional life coach, and I would love to talk with you further about possibilities for relationship coaching.